News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate quickly followed the House, passing a bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Ed Donahue has details.
The bill passed in the Senate after making it through the House on a 427-1 vote.
Hallelujah! Equal justice under law just took an enormous stride forward in this Senate chamber.
Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley was involved in filing the Epstein bill. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is about giving the American people the transparency they have been crying for.
This is about holding accountable all the people in Jeffrey Epstein's circle who raped, groomed, targeted, and enabled the abuse of hundreds of girls.
President Trump has said he cut ties with Epstein years ago.
I just got a little report, and I put it in my pocket, of all the money that he's given to Democrats. He gave me none, zero, no money to me.
But the president tried for months to move past the demands for disclosure. Ed Donahue, Washington.
We have an extremely respected man in the Oval Office today.
President Trump welcomed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the White House.
I'm very proud of the job he's done. What he's done is incredible in terms of human rights and everything else.
He dismissed U.S. intelligence findings that the Crown Prince likely had some culpability in the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The prince denies involvement. Sources tell AP 250 border agents are set to conduct a major immigration crackdown in New Orleans called Swamp Sweep. The operation aims to arrest some 5,000 people across southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. It's to start early next month. Meantime, the mayor of Raleigh, North Carolina, says federal agents have expanded their immigration crackdown from Charlotte to the Raleigh area. And investigators say a loose wire caused the cargo ship Dolly to lose power and steering before crashing into Baltimore's Key Bridge last year, causing its collapse. This is AP News. A tribute last night.
Dallas Cowboys players bowed their heads during a moment of silence in honor of their late teammate Marshawn Nyland before Monday night's game against the Las Vegas Raiders. Nyland, a 24-year-old defensive end, was found dead on November 6th of an apparent suicide.
These past 11 days have been really tough.
Dallas coach Brian Schottenheimer.
The way they played today, they played with Marshawn's play style.
A photo of Nyland was shown on the video boards at Allegiant Stadium, and the suicide hotline number 988 was posted. Monday's game, a 33-16 victory, was the first for the Cowboys since his death. Dallas QB Dak Prescott.
After it was a celebration, I said it's been a tough week, and to be able to celebrate and to smile for a moment and to know that you went out there and you, like Shotty said, made Marshawn proud.
The team prepared a locker stall for Nyland at the stadium, and his jersey was placed on a coat hanger. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.